world leaders and Olympic bosses are endorsing human rights abuses in China because they are choosing to stay silent. That's just one of the claims from Amnesty International in a new report. It also says a crackdown on activists shows the situation is getting worse and not better in the run-up to the Summer Games in Beijing. Reports also suggest information controls are now being extended to include text messaging in the city. Steve Ballinger from Amnesty's been speaking to The Guardian.
Well, what we're really noticing in China at the moment is a real clampdown on activism, a clampdown on protesters and on people speaking out about human rights. A lot of us have seen this on the television recently from Tibet, where protesters have been arrested, some of them have been beaten, some may even have been shot, and of course journalists have been locked out of the region. But this is happening in mainland China and in Beijing as well. And what we're seeing is, right from, if you like, the top level of activists, human rights workers and journalists, right down to individual petitioners who've got a grievance against the state, people are being harassed, they're being locked up, they're being thrown in prison. And we feel it's part of an attempt to clamp down on dissent ahead of the Olympics.
You report that the pre-Olympics clean-up, if you like, has also resulted in the detention of thousands of these petitioners in the Beijing area. Tell us about that.
Well, so this is a tradition in China that goes right back to when it was run by an emperor, and that was, if you've got a grievance from your local province and you don't get satisfaction, you can take it to Beijing and petition the ruling elite, if you like. And so consequently in Beijing you have thousands of petitioners who have got a grievance that they want to take to the central government in Beijing. What the Chinese authorities don't want, of course, are thousands of people who are unhappy in Beijing at the time of the Olympics. And so what we have noticed in recent months is that more and more of these people are being rounded up, they're being detained, sometimes in secret unofficial prisons, and then they're being shipped back to their home provinces, often thousands of miles away from Beijing, and some of them are then being detained again to keep them out of the way until the Olympics are over, and then perhaps they'll be let go. So it's again another attempt to silence criticism, to make sure everything goes happily and smoothly in August.
Gordon Brown has repeated his insistence this week that Britain won't boycott the Olympics. He'll be there. What further action do you think world leaders should take?
Well, Amnesty International isn't calling for a boycott of the Olympics as well. We want the Olympics to go ahead and to help bring human rights to China. But at the moment, that isn't happening. And that's why world leaders like Gordon Brown have got to really step up to the plate now. Things are getting worse. They're not getting better. And unless more pressure is put on China by the International Olympics Committee, by world leaders like Gordon Brown, things aren't going to get any better. So Gordon Brown needs to speak out publicly about China's appalling human rights record. The information's there. He has got the information, but he needs to voice it.
Guardian Daily. News and reports from around the world.